That, my friends, wraps up an Oregon mock. It is National Oregon Day. Oddly, I'm not sure why, because Oregon was admitted into the Union on Valentine's Day, not on March 8th. But Sleater Kinney making an appearance. Some home state ladies from the One Beat album with a Light Rail Coyote. Before that, the Wipers, Greg Sage and company with the Doomtown. Replacements in there gave us Portland. And speaking of Sleater Kinney, I started off with Carrie Brownstein's post Sleater. She's kind of done some stuff with the band, I guess. But from Portlandia, Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein and their wonderful song Dream of the 90s. That, my friends, was an Oregon mock. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have suggestions or just want to say hey, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. My name is Paul. You're listening to a program called Viva La Mock here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Appreciate you tuning in and listening. I've got about 15 more minutes of music in me, so hopefully you can hang on for 15 more minutes just to see what scraps does he have left to play? What has he not played? I don't know. Hey, I want to remind you that Whiskey Before Breakfast, it's a fiddle tune. It is. It's a way of life. It is. But it's not a prescription from your doctor. It's not. It's also a radio show right here on WRCT. Wednesdays at 11 a.m., Mando Richard hosts Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And then when the program's over at 1, it's an hour of bluegrass with the Black Diamond Show. Where else can you find all of that honky-tonky goodness? Right here on 88.3 FM WRCT. And streaming at wrct.org. Background music, just to keep you in the theme of the mock, was the Portland Cello Project. And this is actually them doing a cover of a Pantera song, Mouth for War. I know, I was just talking about folk and bluegrass, and then I'm playing a cello version of a Pantera song. Earlier in the program, I mentioned how Steve Lawrence passed away. 88 years old. So I was like, can I find a... So I found a song. Steve didn't write it, but he is credited as the first person to have performed it. So I found a cover of said song by someone who fits within the Viva La Mock wheelhouse. I'm talking about Roy Orbison. It's House Without Windows. It's Viva La Mock here on WRCT.
I'm gonna move into a house without windows. So I won't see you walking by with your new love there in the darkness of my house without windows. I will never see the stars that shine on you.
In my house without windows. on my radio tonight, saying to me, you know it's been a while. I've just seen a face pass through my memory, saying to me, come back tonight. And I turn the music low, 'cause I don't have time to make you mine. I feel so lonely sometimes that I could die, but not tonight.
From the Moon in Antarctica, the iconic album from Modest Mouse. That was Gravity Rides Everything. Wrapping up that set of music, wrapping up a show called the Viva La Mach. Before the Modest Mouse, how about Cub Country? Jeremy, who was a bass player in Jets to Brazil, put out a couple albums under the moniker of Cub Country. Could be the moon. I woke up singing that song one morning. This past week, and I was like, I don't know why, but that just means that my radio listeners get to listen to that song as well, because it's a good song. Maybe now it's out of my head and into yours. Roy Orbison started off the entire set from 1963's In Dreams album with his version of House Without Windows, a song that was originally done, or first done, I should say, by Steve Lawrence, who passed away recently. So I, in tribute to Steve, played some Roy. That's how it works. Hey, you know what else works? When you adopt a homeless pet from Animal Friends. You know why? Because it's going to change your life for the better. Because pets offer us companionship. They make us healthy. You know how? Because they encourage us to walk around and to play. Pets make us well by making us laugh. You can meet adoptable dogs, cats, and little bunny rabbits today by visiting thinkingoutsidethecage.org. This message brought to you by Animal Friends and your DJ friends here at WRCT Pittsburgh. Again, my name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach. I thank you for listening, whether you listened live on Friday, March 8th, 2024, or you picked up an encore edition that randomly played at some other time that is not March 8th, 2024. I bid you farewell and have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at wrct.org. WWRO Kibler, California 103.3 FM, time travel radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this week's show is a replay of a show we broadcast a month ago, joined by John Michael Thor and his lead guitarist Kevin Stewart Swain of Thor, talking about the father of muscle rock here on Quartz in Session. And we debuted the world premiere of the title track from his new album, the new single, Ride of the Iron Horse. So hold off on calls for requests tonight. We'll get back together live next Thursday at 8. But tonight, enjoy the show and keep it right here on 88.3 FM.
Hi, y'all. This is Jordan Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Quartz in Session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Pittsburgh, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is what we've got cooking up for you tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a night of fun because we are going to have a ball. A little bit later in the first hour of tonight's show, we're going to play the radio world premiere of the new single from Thor. And we're going to have John Michael Thor and his lead guitarist, lead songwriter, Kevin Stewart Swain, joining us on the air. It's going to be a blast. The God of Thunder, the father of muscle rock, right here on Courts in Session tonight. And as we do every show, a little bit after nine, we're going to have this week's A Guilty Pleasure song. It's a good one. Songs that you've requested that you're a little embarrassed to admit that you like. And all of your requests, 412-268-9728 is the number to call. 412-268-WRCT. So the first hour of tonight's show is brought to you by our friends at Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, hip-hop. You name it, they've got it. And they're independently owned. They buy used records and CDs from collectors. And they're located at 513-513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, you can give them a call at 412-821-8484 or visit their website at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. Attic Records, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So before we get underway, I want to welcome our listeners at WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, part of the Courts in Session family. So get ready, because we got a lot of fun going on tonight. Let's kick it off going back to 1982, the Sound Elixir album from one of Scotland's greatest rock and roll bands. This is Nazareth with your local still.
Southern stuff. You're a boy from way down south, folks from the old north, and it's Friday night. jets scream overhead. Do you think about the blue, white, and red that run together, believing freedom is the truth? When you lock the front door and turn out the lights, tuck in the kids and tell them good night, do you think about the ultimate sacrifice? 25 men and women a day could be a change, it could be saved. So can't you help them come and fight this war?
Great guitar god Robin Trower is still at it. He's got a new album called Joyful Sky, a new lead singer named Sorry Shore, and this is I'll Be Moving On.
I thought was love, she wrote nothing but a text. That's brand new from Robin Trower. New from Robin Trower in 2024. Lead singer, sorry, sure, I'll be moving on. And how about that? New music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. Just absolutely terrific. We start off tonight's show going back to the early 80s with Nazareth. The track was called Local Still. Molly Hatchet covering the Stones, covering the world's greatest rock and roll band with Tumbling Dice. And the most requested song of the week already from your emails at WRCT@ericjacksonlurie.com, from your direct messages on Instagram at Eric Jackson Lurie, and calling here tonight. Last 2 weeks, the new song from Billy Crane, Something Worth Fighting For, has been number one on the station charts and number one on this show. Billy Crane from the Outlaws has got a hot one on his hands. So, you know, understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future. And good financial decisions, they don't have to be big or overwhelming. Little things like putting money into a savings account every paycheck or just paying down your credit card each month can go a long way to getting you on the right financial track. Don't be the one who makes bad decisions and gets left behind. You can visit feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial stability. This message is brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and your friends right here at WRCT. So talking about new music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio, last week, late in the show, I debuted a track from the new Rick Emmett album, Then Again, and I got a big response right away. Every time, there's a big Triumph fan base here in Pittsburgh and amongst Quartz in Session listeners. So the new album, Then Again, is all acoustic. And the story I said before was this was actually released to concert goers about 10 years ago. You could only get this at a Rick Emmett concert. Of course, Rick and the guys in Triumph disbanded in the late 90s. But Rick's still out there making great new music. He recorded this album, and now it has been it's got a national release on the Decca label. I've listened to this from front to back, and it is fantastic. But it's Rick Emmett. It's got to be fantastic, right? So, from the new album, this is Never Surrender, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Smiling friendly takes me in and breaks my back in a game I can win. Driving, hustling, what's it all about? Everybody always wants the easy way out. 30 golden pieces for a Judas kiss. It's a nice sport to like this.
Truth, 'cause you can't love me. Not love, don't we Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart, buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Hey there, it's the Mockster, and I'm interrupting this wonderfully curated program to tell you about my show, Viva La Mock, which happens Friday nights on WRCT. Now, we all know that your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, plays great stuff like Blue Oyster Cult on his Thursday night show, but I wanted to let you know that I, too, have been known to play Blue Oyster Cult, but I've also been known to play songs by Blue Rodeo, the Blue Aeroplanes, the Blueberries, Blue Cheer, and the Blue Runners. Yeah, tune in and hear for yourself. That's Viva La Mock, Friday nights at 9 on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. It will blow your mind.
The guardian of the waves, the defender of the faith. Parkson Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Every day I hear the same old sounds.
number on the check just in case you want to call. You got room on that bus, she whispered with a smile. Just the two of us, I'll make it worth your while. But I was still thinking, what a woman, what a pain.
What do they say, Alice? What do they say about big boots? From the newest album from your Uncle Alice, entitled Road, that's Alice Cooper with Big Boots, coming to Pittsburgh with Rob Zombie. I have to check on that date. I'm going to get back to you with that date. I believe it's in September, but Alice Cooper is still out there, and one of the best rock and roll shows you can see in concert, and been that way for a long time. Alice Cooper, Big Boots. Before that, request for some Donnie. A little Donnie Iris going back to 1986, a 45 of My Serenity. What a great song. The latest from Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He just joined Quartz in Session last week. The new album is called Dirt on My Diamonds, Volume 1. And that track just shows off his songwriting. The track is called You Can't Love Me. And we opened up with more new music from classic artists that you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. The latest release from Rick Emmett of Triumph, an all-acoustic album covering some of the great songs from his past with the band. And that, of course, was the classic Never Surrender. So, you know, taking care of a loved one can lead to plenty of questions. I know there's a lot of you guys out there taking care of family members and friends. Well, you know, fortunately, there's a place to get answers for them and for you. You can find articles, tips, and tools from experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. If you're a caregiver and you've got a lot on your plate, well, you can visit AARP's Caregiving Resource Center by going online at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP. Quartz in Session. So I announced at the top of the show that we got a big show tonight. In just a few minutes, if all the stars are aligned, we're going to have John Michael Thor. Yes, the mighty Thor, joining the show tonight. His lead guitarist, Kevin Stewart-Swain, is going to be calling in with him. We're going to be playing the world radio premiere of his new single, and I've been sitting on this for a few weeks, and I've been dying to play it because it's a terrific track. But before we do it, we'll play something. We'll go back to the heyday of Thor because we're celebrating 50 years of music from the father of muscle rock, the man who started the genre. I think he's responsible for the national anthem in Finland. They love their muscle rock out there. But I got a call earlier this week from this hour's sponsor, Attic Records, Freddie Bond and Max working over at Attic Records. And he said, EJL, you wouldn't believe what I came across. And his timing could not have been better. You know, back in the 70s, through the 80s, so many different major sponsors, the way they got their advertising to radio stations was they pressed them on vinyl and literally mailed them to the radio stations. DJ would play the track on the record and go into a song. Well, the guys at the Attic uncovered a Thor promotional commercial for ROTC Army from 1978. And I'm going to play this right now. This is Wild. Was to be aired May 1st through the 14th, 1978. Give this a listen and don't change that dial. We've got John Michael Thor coming up next.
Allison Steele here for Army ROTC. Have you heard that rock finally has something new in a star? A muscle man. His name is Thor and he's incredible. He's from Canada and was the equivalent of our Mr. America there. He almost makes Arnold Schwarzenegger look puny. The album's out and you'll like it, but best of all, his show is a